18. To his brother Mikhail. From the Fortress. August the 27th, 1849. I rejoice that I may answer you, dear brother, and thank you for sending the books. I rejoice also that you are well, and that the imprisonment had no evil effects upon your constitution. I am most particularly grateful to you for the OZ. But you write far too little, and my letters are much more comprehensive than yours. This only, by the way, you'll do better next time. I have nothing definite to tell you about myself. As yet, I know nothing whatever about our case. My personal life is as monotonous as ever, but they have given me permission to walk in the garden, where there are almost 17 trees. This is a great happiness for me. Moreover, I am given a candle in the evenings. That's my second piece of luck. The third will be mine if you answer as soon as possible and send me the next number of the OZ. I am in the same position as a country subscriber and await each number as a great event, like some landed proprietor dying of boredom in the provinces. Will you send me some historical works? That would be splendid. But best of all would be the Bible, both testaments. I need one. Should it prove possible, send it in a French translation. But if you could add as well a Slav edition, it would be the height of bliss. Of my health, I can tell you nothing good. For a month, I have been living almost exclusively on castor oil. My hemorrhoids have been unusually tormenting. Moreover, I detect a pain in the breast that I have never had before. My nervous irritability has notably increased, especially in the evening hours. At night I have long, hideous dreams, and latterly I have often felt as if the ground were rocking under me so that my room seems like the cabin of a steamer. From all this, I conclude that my nerves are increasingly shattered. Whenever formerly I had such nervous disturbances, I made use of them for writing. In such a state, I could write much more and much better than usual. But now I refrain from work that I may not utterly destroy myself. I took a rest of 3 weeks, during which time I wrote not at all. Now I have begun again. But anyhow, all this is nothing. I can stick it out to the end. Perhaps I shall get quite right again. You most tremendously astonish me when you write that you believe they know nothing of our adventure in Moscow. I have thought it over and come to the conclusion that that's quite impossible. They simply must know, and I attribute their silence to another reason. And that was, after all, to be expected. Oh, it's quite clear. The letter goes on to speak of his brother's family. Dostoevsky also makes some unimportant remarks on the articles in the OZ.